Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Stale. Batting second. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Wagoner. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Wagoner. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Marv Stale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stale hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine misplays the ball. That's an error on Wine. Bonds moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays takes first base on ball four. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Bonds scores. Hunt moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hunt tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. McCovey moves to third. Hart moves to second. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Lanier reaches second base with a double. McCovey scores. Hart scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Giants. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Bateman settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Bateman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wagoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gosger. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Mays goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Giants. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dietz hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Wagoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagoner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahel hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey strikes out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dietz hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Fuentes pinch runs for Jim Ray Hart. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lanier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tito Fuentes now playing third base. Ron Brand pinch hits for Bobby Wine. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Mike Wagoner. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is hit by the pitch. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Stahel reaches second base with a double. Ferry goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Giants. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stahel moves to third. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Brand now playing shortstop. Bill Dillman now pitching. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Perry reaches second base with a double. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Perry scores. It's 9-1, Giants. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonds scores. It's 10-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes takes first base on ball 4. Mays moves to third. Dietz moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Taylor now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Frank Johnson now playing right field. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gosger moves to second. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy is 0 for 2 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Lanier hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perry strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand is 0-for-1 in the game. Brand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bill Dillman. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Bob Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 10, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.